I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Chainbreaker, and then part 3 of the message. From Bob Lee with Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry, he'll be preaching from Habakkuk chapter 3.
We've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight.
We've all run to things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life.
Believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive.
Freedom, a savior. He's a prison shaking savior.
He said, I never lost the wonder of it all. Once you lose the wonder of God's saving grace, my dear friends, we've lost it. And I don't ever want to get to that place where I've lost the wonder of it all. But notice the prophet Habakkuk, notice, what caused the prayer? What caused his burden? Did just some way come in over the airwaves, or was he walking down? Look, notice, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, notice, O Lord, watch. I have heard Thy speech and was afraid. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. What caused the prophet to have a burden? He heard from God. He said, I have heard Thy speech and was afraid. And so the reason that the prophet of God was the way he was is because he heard the Word of God and it brought conviction. And he was afraid. Words, the Word causes conviction. The prophet listened as he read the Bible. And that's my prayer today. That's my prayer for you, and that's my prayer for me. And preacher, that this burden was magnified this morning. Thank God, downstairs, your kids are getting the Bible. Big church over Denton. I don't know how many kids it was playing outside, playing ball. Playing ball. Throwing frisbees. And I'm thinking, there's not anything wrong with that in its place. Nothing. But if they come to church and that's all they get is a frisbee, what good was it coming? You see, our purpose is this blessed book called the Bible. Since it holds every truth, every need that I need, we need to teach it and read it and believe it. It causes something in my heart and life. Oh, I get to read and preach about Calvary. I hear good singing about Calvary. Oh, I'll tell you what, it does something in my heart and does something in my life. Brings conviction. It ought to bring compassion. What brings compassion in a person's life and heart? I'll tell you what brings compassion in a person's heart is when you open up this blessed Bible and you open it up and you read Luke 16. How that a man or woman or boy and girl will go to a devil's hell if they do not give their life to Jesus Christ and receive Him as their personal Savior. That ought to cause a great conviction and compassion in our hearts. I got saved. My wife got saved. I wanted to see my mama saved. I wanted to see my daddy saved. I wanted to see them saved. Why did I want to see them saved? Because there's a place called hell. That's why I want him saved. And the burden that the prophet had, listen, you talk about revival. We need a revival in America. And the Word of God caused conviction, and the Word caused the prophet to cry out for mercy. Oh, God, don't give me what I do deserve. That's mercy. Don't give me what I do deserve. Give me grace that which I do not deserve. Amen. Don't give me what I deserve. Oh, my goodness. Give me that which I do not deserve. Oh, God, give me your grace. And He bestows mercy upon me, too, because He doesn't give me what I deserve. And I'm glad for that. It caused the prophet to cry out for mercy. You know, life's not easy. It's hard at times. And there'll come a time in your life, and there'll come a time in my life where what we have read in these pages will suffice. We'll have the faith that we need, or we'll turn aside like Demas. the lure of the world, the flashy things of the world, and all of those things, if we don't have a foundation in this blessed book called the Bible, we'll turn aside. Demas did. And there's another thing that might cause us to turn aside. Have you ever heard people blame God for things? Get bitter? Get bitter at God because of something happened, and instead they should have run to God instead of getting bitter at God. Amen. Well, you know what caused the prophet? Here's what the prophet said at the end of the chapter. Listen to this. This is amazing. He said in verse 17, he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And He will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. He said, God, sometimes it just doesn't matter what happens to me in my life. I'm going to love You. I'm going to serve You. I'm going to praise You because I know You love me and You want to do what's best for me. I said a moment ago, life's not easy. I want to give you this verse. It's found in the book of Hebrews chapter 4. I want you to listen carefully what it says. Because what I read is not what I say. What I read is what God says. It doesn't make a difference what I say, but it does make a difference what God says. And so these words are God's words. These are not my words. These are God's words. Here's what He says, the writer of the book of Hebrews. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of infirmities, but was in all points tempted, tested like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help when, preacher, in time of need. What is your need this morning? Oh, you can find grace to help in time of need. It doesn't make any difference. Whenever you've got a need, guess what? That's God's time. In time of need, it doesn't make any difference. And you can find grace to help in time of need. I'm just telling you this morning that we as believers and those of us that have been washed in the blood and headed for heaven, we have been so blessed and in a way, and we need to just thank God and keep on keeping on. Let me give you this and I close. God's Word calls the prophet to pray. Calls him to pray. The reason he prayed. Because he heard. He listened. It caused him to pray. Oh, we search the world for different things. I like what this little poem says. We search the world for truth. We cull the good, the true, the beautiful from graven stone and written scroll. From all old flower fields of the soul and weary seekers of the best, we come back laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. Still in the blessed old book called the Bible. Don't be a skeptic when you come to the Bible. For within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they are of the human race to whom God has granted grace. To read, to fear, to hope, to pray. To lift the latch and force the way. And better had they ne'er been born who read to doubt or read to scorn. Thank God for the blessed book called the Bible. You know what? I would consider my time here in this pulpit this morning well spent if I've encouraged somebody to make the Bible a daily part of their life.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.